It's Tuesday, and during the month of March, we're presenting a special series, Census 2020, Why It Matters. Our topics include the challenges of reaching out to certain groups like the homeless, immigrants, and college students, and the impact of the census on Lehigh Valley cities and on political districting. Today, an introduction to the 2020 census and its effects on the Lehigh Valley. My guest is Michael Wilson, the Director of Communications for the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. Welcome.
Thank you.
So this is the first of our series on the census, so let's go back to basics. The Constitution requires a count of every resident in the U.S. every 10 years. Why does the census matter?
Well, the census is critical for establishing two things. One is federal funding. Pennsylvania receives about $39 billion a year for 55 federal programs from information that is derived from the census that helps determine that funding, where it goes. In addition, congressional representation is determined by census. In fact, this year, Pennsylvania is anticipated to lose one congressional seat.
It really shows the impact, a huge impact that the census makes.
Yeah, in fact, the statistic we've been using has been getting people's attention is for every person not counted in Pennsylvania in this census, Pennsylvania could lose $2,093 per person per year for the next 10 years in federal funding.
Yeah, that's a
compelling
argument.
So there's a lot at stake.
Yeah. Now, the courts have blocked the administration from asking a citizenship question in this year's census, but what kinds of questions are being asked?
Well, actually, one of the things we've been trying to do is demystify these questions and let people know that there are not citizenship questions and that the questions are very basic, you know, name, date of birth, race, sex, whether or not they're of Hispanic origin, phone number, if they have it, and then the relationship to the person completing the census. So there's not going to be kind of information that people would be apprehensive to share.
So when can residents in the Lehigh Valley begin to see census forms appearing at their house, on their doorstep?
Yeah, so the census really will swing into gear March 14th, middle of March, where pretty much 95% of the country will receive an invitation by mail to go online and complete the census.
You know, a recent poll by the Pew Research Center indicates that most folks don't even realize that they're going to be encouraged to fill out the census form online rather than by mail.
Yeah, well, it is the first time, you know, that's happening that way, and which is really a great thing because, you know, so many people either have access to computers in their home, you know, with Wi-Fi on devices and so forth. So there's a whole variety of ways where before it was either the form or by phone. And that way the Census Bureau can deliver the questionnaire online in up to 14 languages, 13 in addition to English.
So tell me about one or two of the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation's efforts specifically regarding the census.
Yeah, so we took a look at this issue and the impact on the Lehigh Valley, the impact on nonprofits, and that's who we work with mostly, and the impact on philanthropy. You know, an undercount, we could never make up for it. The philanthropic community could never provide the funding that is provided by the federal government. And so we identified areas that to focus our resources. Areas that hard to count areas, those areas that are predicted to have a high undercount. So we directed our grant making. We have about $65,000 of our discretionary grant making that we've directed to the census through our Census Equity Fund. And through that, we've funded some nonprofits in these hard to count areas, trusted organizations that open their doors and let people come in, complete the census, get information. We have those things in place, and we're also supporting a regional campaign that involves like Atlanta buses, Spanish language radio, a variety of printed materials, and a lot of outreach.
Just to get the message out.
Yeah.
There are estimates that the Lehigh Valley was undercounted by as much as 30% in 2010. Does that sound right to you, and will we have a more accurate count this year?
Well, I certainly hope we're going to have a more accurate count. The amount of effort that's gone in through the five complete count committees in the Lehigh Valley, Northampton County, Lehigh County, Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton, these five committees doing really great work. A lot of great ideas and things have come out, a lot of initiatives that are being that have been planned and are being implemented as we speak. And so we're hoping that to get that number down. Of course, you know, we'll see at the end of the year when the census count is in to see if we've improved over years past. But that number, 30%, is a little high for the region as a whole, but there are areas, Center City Allentown, Southside Allentown, Southside of Bethlehem, Easton's West Ward, where we do go in and see upwards of 30% of a undercount.
Wow, so and those are the areas that you're trying to concentrate on.
So that's the areas, that we've did some grant making around, and in Allentown, you know, there have these community hubs, 17 hubs in these communities. People can come in, again, a welcome center, learn about the census, get their questions answered, and be able to actually go online and complete the census.
That's great. Michael Wilson is the Director of Communications for the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.